Heile told us Noyach, Noyach, if Sadik Tomim Hoya Bedeiros. Eso Elukim, Isalech Noyach. Dr. Ashi Bedeiros of Yeshmir Abbe Sengel Dorshim Oiso Lishvach. Culture came, she ilo Hoya Bedeir Sadiki, Hoya Sadiki Oiso. The Yesh Dorshim Oiso Lignai. If he doira, he hoya tzaddik, he lo hoya bedoira shel Avraham, no yonech sham niklu. Choyer tzapele. Where do we find the Torah compares, takes one tzaddik, and says, let's compare him to another tzaddik. Is he the same madrig as this tzaddik, or not as madrig as that tzaddik? And if he would have been in that matzav, then he would have been Kalva Choymer or Noyah Nechshav Liklum. Don't find it anywhere else. So what do we take Avram and compare him to Moshe. Take Yaakov and compare him to David. Ilu Hoya Bedoira Shel. What's the pshat? On Yosef, the Torah is made. Noach ish tzaddik tobi b'hoya. Before you get to Bedoroisov, he was a tzaddik. Torah is made, and Noach was a tzaddik. V'ilu hoya bedoiro shel Avraham, hoya nechshav liklum. It's garnish. But the Torah is made tzaddik tobi. Pele. Ked zay the biu, al pi. First Rashi in Chumash. The first Rashi in Chumash beetsim a hakdome to kol atere kule. Omre Yitzchok lo hoyu tzorich lahaschi lesatoyer elo miachoidish hazeh lochem. She mitzur shoyda she nitztavu by Yisrael. Torah, what's Torah about? Torah is Lashon Hara. Torah is the guide to how to live in Olam Hazeh. Torah is mitzvahs, telling us what to do, how to live. So the Torah should start from the mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, mitzvah Rishon, should start with Bar Yisrael. Ma'atam Posach Bibereshis. Why do we start with this whole Sefer Bereishis? The Rabban says, Rabban, you have to know the Yisod Bereishis Bara Elokim. You have to know there was a Bria, Yesh Me'ayin. We spoke about it in Elul Kama Pomi, the Indian of Bria. The Indian of Bria, the Rabban says, is the Yisod of Kol HaTorah. Because if there wouldn't be a Bria, if there wasn't a Bria, the world would just exist, Me'atzmo, or Bederech HaTeva, an emanation from Hashem, Bederech HaTeva, then the Teva would be the Ikar. And the Teva couldn't be changed. And if the Teva couldn't be changed, is Botla Kol HaTorah? Because the Torah, all over the place, is Maftiach. That if we keep the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Mashgiach Aleinu Lemala Min HaTeva. If he wouldn't be the Boirei, he wouldn't be able to do that. Im Shamaat Yishmu El Mitzvoisai V'nosati V'tarotzuchem Be'ito. The rain is totally on mitzvahs. That's only Shaykh if there's Bria. If there's not Bria, if you don't believe in Bria, you believe that the world exists, a set of rules that somehow mechayev the metzias ha'olam, then how can it be changed? How can certainly not tolly on mitzvahs? All the schar that the Torah is mavtiach in olam hazeh, in b'chukoi saiteleichu v'chule, the toichacha, the onshim, has no makom. Vim came. If there's no Bria, The bad says, "Botla kol ha-toyra." If there's no such thing as bria, then how is there any ashgocha bichlal? The Adam's no different than a behemoth. Whatever happens, happens. And however the world runs, it runs. But eventually it's just up to the back and forth of life. So the Ramban, in a Chalami, we have to know that there was Bria. You have to know that Yediyah. Oh, but this whole Arichas here, the Parshas Bereishis, is not Muvan. Actually, Rabbi Ruchim says, Mira Vashgia, Rabbi Ruchim says that Parshas Bereishis is different than the whole Torah. The whole Torah, what's Poshet, is Nigla. And if you want to get to Kabbalah, you have to be Misamek and Misamek with their Remes, with their all the different Drachim, the Mekubalim. Understood the Torah on a much deeper level. Oh, but what's Poshet is Nigla. Sochter, but Parshas Bereishis is Faket. What's Poshet is Kabbalah. And if you want to get to some Nigla, Dika Havone, of Maisa Bereishis, you have to be Misavik. The Moshul. Don't have any Shaykhs, I'm a Moshul. Since the Bari Olam created the Bria with 10 Ma'amoros. Vayoyim Elokim Yehi Or. So Nefesh HaChai brings a Zohar which says, Yistachyo Baraisu Bara Alba. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in Yistachyo Batoira. And he said over the words of the Torah, Yehi Or. And that's how there was Or. Kipshutoi. It's the Hezbeh HaDvarim, how is the Amira of the words Yehi Or, create Or. No, I told you, it's not Muvan, it's Kabbalah. The Ramban says, Pshat, what's Amira? Amira is a Gilui of Rotzen. The person's Megale his Rotzen, Ali the Amira. So when the Torah says, Vayoymer, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale Ritzoynai, and the Bimela there was Or. So there was a tifa pshat, in what Amira means, has some type of nigla dika havana. And the pshutoi, poshen kabbalah. Oma yehi or, vayehi or. So the Ramban, this parsha is only understood by people who have the kabbalah, by separations, learned the Kabbalah ish mi pi ish refu yichidei skula. What's the Torah have to be barich? Could be remain in the Svarim HaKadoshim. We just have to know a yisod. The Rabbeinu Shem created the world. Bria yesh be'ayim. Why is the Torah barich? And why is the Torah poseach? That's Rashi's kashemor. Why is the Torah poseach with Bereishis? Matam posach bibreishis. Zokter Ashi Bishum koyach maisov higid la amoy lo seis leim nachlas goy. What's the pshat? Sheim yoyim ubes ha'oilom the Yisrael listim atem shekavashtem arzus shiva goyim. If the goyim will tayla lu yitzuya, the goyim will tayla that we are robbers, that we've conquered a land which belongs to the Shiva's homeboys, Lu Yitzuya. Today, what are they tied? It's exactly what they tied with today. They don't know the Russian. And unfortunately, the people who have taken over the running of Klal Yisrael, Klapi the Umas, also don't know the Rashi, Nebuch. So they can't answer. Oh, but Rashi is the answer. Hey, Moibri Blahen, call a orange and a goddess Bonkuhi. Who brought the son of Lashay Yosha Be'enov? If they'll tie the listing at him, so now we'll have an answer. The answer is, a goddess Bonkuhi created the whole Brian. And he gave Eretz Yisrael, Lasha Yosha Beinov, be inserted in the Son of Lahem, or be inserted not Lahem in the Son of Lahem. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided, gave it first to the Shiva Umayis, and then he took it away and he gave it to us. Why was Yosha Beinov? It's a plea atzum in this Rashi. We have to know the whole Bereishit, the whole Parshas Bereishis. The Torah has to start with Parshas Bereishis because of the goyim and the taina. Rashi's kasha was Torah is mitzvahs. If Torah is mitzvahs, why do we have to start with Parshas Bereishis? Let's start with mitzvahs. Like the Rabban says, you need to know about Bria. Good, it'll be somewhere in the Torah later on. If we Babi, the Bari created the world, Yeshmei. Now, because of this Tyler, the Goyim will have a Tyler, but we have to start the Torah with Bereishis. If we'll have Bereishis later on, so we also have the Koyach Maisa Digid La'amoy. Why do we have to start the Torah with this? Teretz is the Yesoid Otsu here. We have to know before you get to mitzvahs, we have to know the Eretz Yisrael is ours. But that's a Hakdama to Torah. And if you don't know that, you've no hasoga in Torah. You can't get to mitzvahs, you can't start mitzvahs without understanding Eretz Yisrael is ours. Why not? Rashi Basbi in Acher. Pasuk says, "Lesoki ha'aretz eschem." Rashi says, "They're very interesting." Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael is a metzias ruchnis, which is not soivel over avera. Eretz Yisrael is a place which has spiritual sensitivity. If we do averas, Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael will be meroikein atzma mimenu. Eretz Yisrael itself cannot be soivel over avera. Eretz Yisrael will throw us out. Chas v'sholom. The Rabban learns differently there. It's like Gantz Sugyim, spoken about it a couple of times. Rabban learns it's Hashgocha min Hashamayim. But Rashi says, no, it's the deed in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a metzias, ruchnis, where Torah is the natural derech of Chayim in Eretz Yisrael. And Torah has a mokum in this world, Eretz Yisrael. What we mentioned before, Voyim Shamaya Tishbu, El Mitzvose Asher Anuchi Mitzave Es. What's the Torah Mavtiach? If we keep Torah and Mitzvahs, on a Madregi and Ava, Sashem and the Kechul Ovdim, Cholomavim, Cholomavshachem, what's the Torah Mavtiach? Geshem, no, not just Geshem. Nosalti Mitar Arzachem Be'itoi. The rain in Eretz Yisrael is totally on our mitzvahs. Tomorrow night in Yitz Hashem we're going to start davening for Geshem. Agav is the oldest tefillah in the world. The first tefillah, the Adam HaRishon came, when he came into the world, he saw we need Geshem, and he started to daven for Geshem. And it came in Geshem. Saint Talumoto Livrocha. Mita Alzachem Beitoi. Ishomer Lochem, Benifte Lavavchem, Psalte Vavate Melhiva Cherim, Veotza Esashavai, Luye Boto. Vavate behero me al haoretz hatoiva shehashem noisei lochem. Eretz Yisrael is eretz hatoiva. What's toiv? Al pi toira. What's toiv? Big flashy hotels. That's toiv al pi toira. Nice beaches. Many shtuyot that people come to Eretz Yisrael to look for. Toiv al pi Torah is ruchnius a toiv al Torah. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaToiv, the place where naturally you can be mekayim Torah. The Kuzari asked the Kasha, the Melech asked, what's so special about Eretz Yisrael? But he says, the Chovah says, Eretz Yisrael, the teva of Eretz Yisrael, is nevuah. Avir da'ara machkim. The avir in Eretz Yisrael is a special avir. It's machkim. There were Talmidei Chachomim who had a hargosh in it. They say that Rav Dessler said, that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was able to be makif a sugya, which in Chutz Lares took him 6 months. Kobash Malon is a sugya which takes 6 months. It's not a grace of chiddush. In Eretz Yisrael, he was able to be makif in 2 weeks. Avir Dara Machim. Do we have a hargosha in it? Not sure. About Kolponim, the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael is the Metzias Ruchnis, says Rashi. The Metzias of Eretz Yisrael. And that changes, that understanding changes your whole view of Mitzvahs. What's Mitzvahs about? What's Torah about? Is Torah an interesting way to live, a correct way to live, a set of rules of how to live your life? Is that all Torah is? If you think that's what Torah is, you haven't understood Torah. Torah is the etzim metzias of the Bria. The etzim metzias of everything. That's why it's istaka baraisu bara alma. It's the etzim metzias. It's a metzias ha'adam. If a person keeps Torah, then Torah will bring him to olam haba. To Kiev Lonetzach. And Torah is not just the Metzias of Olam Abba. Torah doesn't just Mavtiach, Olach Ameyav Esim Shana, you'll find out you lived a good life. You lived the correct way. Torah is the Metzias of Olam Azeh. And Torah is Mavtiach. That Torah affects Olam Azeh because Olam Azeh was created Bechlolo for Kiev HaTorah, Ubifrat Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is the whole Metzias HaChayim. And if you don't understand that, you can't start Torah. You can't start HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem without understanding how much Torah is makiv, how important Torah and mitzvahs are, that they're the whole Yisod Bris HaAdam. And because of that, there's a Mokoy Miyuchod which is affected directly by Kiyum HaTorah. And that's Eretz Yisrael, Atzeinu HaKadosh. V'lo yistalki ha'aretz eschem. U'faket. With shmiras ha'Torah. With gevaltik ha'atzloche. In every aspect of chayim in Eretz Yisrael. And the goyim come along and taina. It's all one big bluff. It's all not true. Why? You stole Eretz Yisrael. You stole Eretz Yisrael, and your Torah says lo signaiv. So you're mufrach mineu bei. Don't tell me Eretz Yisrael is miyuchad for Torah and you, and it belongs to you. Kavashtem artzus shiva umayis. You had a strong general Yeshua, and he came in, and whatever happened. Somehow you just look kovish. Don't tell me Eretz Yisrael was created especially for Torah, mechula. And then the Chalami Beikah, this is not the answer for the goyim. It's the answer for us. That we have to understand what Torah is. It's the Hagdomah to Torah. We have to understand what Torah is. The Torah is the Metzias. And there's a Mokem B'Yuchad for it. And this Mokem B'Yuchad, you have to understand, Kol Ha'aretz Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bra'a U'Nesona La'Sheh Yosha Be'Eino. This Mokem Eretz Yisrael has a Tanai. You have to be a Yosha Be'Eino Hashem to get Eretz Yisrael. U'V'Chein Be'etzem, what Rashi is telling us, you've got to think into this Rashi. This Rashi is not just telling us about Parshas Bereishis. Because once you if it's just Parshas Bereishis, so then there should be another Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Noach. So what are you telling me about Noach for? Why doesn't the Torah get to mitzvahs? No, let's get down to business. You just tell me Bria. I need to know Bria, so I got Eretz Yisrael. No, so why tell me Maiselach about Noach? And then Maiselach about Avram, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and Yosef, and the sheep of the Mitzrayim. What do I need all that for? Teretz is. All of Sefer Bereishis and half of Sefer Shmos is a Hakdama to Torah, and it's this Hakdama. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chofei says that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYoshar. We're trying to see, we're looking for the Yosha Be'enov. We have to know who are the Yesharim. Who is the Yosha Be'enov? Who's Zoyche to Eretz Yisrael? This special place. And once you know the Holy Shtalshalus, how Klal Yisrael are the Yesharim Be'enov, that Klal Yisrael is that Am Yosha. And that we are Zoyche to Eretz Yisrael, now you can start with mitzvahs. It's Mekubal that there are Arba Lashonis Shel Gul, V'tzeisi, V'tzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti, but there's a fifth Lashon afterwards. Going to the God, it's a sixth Lashon. And that is Ve'Vesi. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael the whole hishtalshlus of the Gula, it ends Ve'Vesi Eschem El Oretz Hashem Nishbati Lavoseichem. Klal Yisrael Azoicha to Eretz Yisrael because they're the Yesharim Be'enov. And once we know that, now we can start with mitzvahs. Mitzvah Rishonish and Istavu by Yisrael. To be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. That we can live a proper life. Is Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosha because we're looking, the Torah wants to show us, not just the Baruch Hashem created the world. Who are the Yesharim? Who brought the son of Hashem Yosha Be'enov? Who are the Yesharim? The answer is the Ovis HaKadosh. They are the Yesharim. That's what the Gemara says in Ovis HaKadosh. Bilam says, Thomas Nafshi, most Yesharim, he was referring to the Ovis HaKadosh. And Klal Yisrael are the Yesharim. The Midah of Yashus, Yosha. So the Melech says, "Also Elokim es ha'adam yashar, v'heima bikshu cheshbonos rabbi." Adam Arishim was created yashar. When Eino Chalami, he got a mocker which was even greater, more spiritual than Eretz Yisrael, Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a mocker here in this world, a mocker ruchli ad ba'oid. Why? He was a Yosha. Oh, the Hema. When they became Hema, says the Medrash. When they became Chava and Adam, Bikshu Cheshbonis Rabbi. What's the pshat Yosha? What does it mean, Yosha? The God says in Mishlei Kaba Mekomis. Find it Perik Beis, Pasuk Zayin, other all sorts of places. Rabbi Amelech talks a lot about Yosha and Yosharim. Zog the God, Yosha is the mensch who's oived v'sichlo. Yosha is straight. He remains, he sees al pisichlo what's correct to do, and he goes along that kav ha-yosha. He's oived al pisichlo. Pasuk says, in Mishnah Yud Aleph, Tumas Yesharim Tam. Because the Yashar could go wrong with his Seichel. The Yashar needs to have Torah to guide his Seichel correctly. Also, Lekim is Adam Yashar, but Adam made Cheshbonis. The Ramchal in Das Tvulis, when he explains, talks about the Chet of Adam Arishan, Simon Mem, Zogte v'Adam Adam Arishan be'emes Chochem Godel Hoya Hoya loy lachka b'chochmosa al zekaroi. When the Nachash came and told him, told her, all his Torahs and all the reasons why he should eat from the Eitz Hadas, says the Ramchal, Adam Rishon Be'em is Chochem Godel Hoya. Hoya Loi Lachka B'Chochmose Al Zeh Karoi. L'kim Asa is Adam Yosha. V'gam Kva Hoya Yodea Amitaso Shel Dov Mitzad Chochmose. He knew the Emes Mitzad Chochmose, Mitzad is Yashrus. Shekol Mashi Roy Mi Neged Masha Hudia Lo Yisbarach Min Amita Satikun Eino Ela Sheke Medume. He knew Al Pi Chochmasoi that whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom said to go, that you should not do anything which is a lichoira, looks like a good thing to do, which is against what Hashem said, is a sheker. The Rambam says the nisayon of Adam Arishon was a nisayon in emes and sheker. Masha ein kein, it's a tifa zach. Whoever understands. Masha ein kein, our nisayonis are nisayonis between toiv and ra. By Adam, it was emes v'sheker. Is it emes to eat from this tree or sheker? Is the Nachash's drasha emes or sheker? The Adam ay chacham gadol. Kahoy yodea mitase shel dova mitzad chachmasoi. That it's a sheker ela sheker meduma. Michal orash bar hu yisbarach shemoi lahodea mitas yichudoi. We'll talk to later on. Aval Adam Arishon nispate bitchilo achar ataivo v'atshuko sheloi v'atere ho'isho. The word was taivo le'inayim toiv le'maychol nechmad le'haskil v'oz choza v'choshav svorois ro'ois k'dei le'okel le'atzmoi heimo bitshu cheshbonos rabbi. To justify what he did, all his Torahs was justified. What was the result of that? He was Yosha, but the Rebbeinu kicked him out. The Gemara says the Ovis HaKadoshim were the Yesharim. Noach was a Meridik HaMadrega, Tzadik. Tell me, why wasn't he Zoicher to Eretz Yisrael? That's the kasha. Touch it by drinking. Why wasn't Noach the Av of this Heilige Klal Yisrael, the Yisharim, that are going to be Noachal Eretz Yisrael? V'zyesh Dorshim Nishvach. In the matter of his Doris, he wasn't able to come to that Madrega. V'yesh Dorshim Nishvach Nidnai. Avadi would have been a tzaddik tommy in the dor shel Avraham Avinu. But in the dor shel Avraham Avinu, when you can become the Yosha, when you can become the Avraham Avinu, when you can become the haschole of the Klal Yisrael for which the world was created, Bereshis Bishvil Yisrael, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is waiting for that mensch to be zoiche, to bring Klal Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Yashar Keil. Yeshurun. Loshen Yashrus. Klal Yisrael is the Am HaYashar. Noach wouldn't have been the Yesh Noshim Lignai. Holds that he wouldn't have made it. And therefore, Lohia Nechshav Liklum. Avadi would have been a tzaddik and Tomim and Gavaldik and everything else. Abel Klape. The Miyase, the Klal Yisrael. No, I don't know. Avraham was the Yashar. But where do we see it? So Rashi carries on. Esu lekim yisalech noyach. Uba Avraham hu oimer. Rashi Weisdois goes the etzim with the yesh darshim lignai. Uba Avraham hu oimer. He didn't get to the madrega of Avraham. His halech lefonai, asher yishalachti lefonav. Avraham was hoilech lifnei elukim, and Noach was hoilech eso elukim. My boy said, don't get me wrong. Alavai we'd be on the madrega of Noach. Oh, but we are Klal Yisrael, and we come from Avraham. We're not Bnei Noach. We're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We are Klal Yisrael. We are Yeshurun. Noach hayosorich tzad letomchoi, aval Avraham hayomischazik u'mahalech betzidko me'eilov. So Pshati was hoylich u'mischazik mitzidko me'eilov. How? Mikoach his seichu. Mikoach his yashrus. Noach was not quite there. For your sorich tzad letoim choy. Be atzmoy, yashrus yashar. Un efshe ve'ulai. Efshe. Where we see, the Gur Aryeh says that the pshat in holech lifnei Elokim is amida benisyonos. Avraham was omid ma'asara nisyonis. Ma'asara nisyonis nisnasa Avraham. And the nisyonis of Avraham Avinu were a different gather of nisyonis. Not stam a nisoyan, taiva a little bit, taiva here, taiva there. I read the Mesilas Yisharim says, kolin yoni ha'olam, nisyonis haim la'adam. How come Avraham Avinu only had 10? Kolin yoni ha'olam. The Mesilas Yesharim is every time you interact with the world, it's a nisayon. We're going to daven Ma'ariv. It's a nisayon. Are we going to concentrate? Or are we going to dream? We're going to have supper. Then we're going to be mechabed l'shem shamayim, achil l'shem shamayim, or geshmak. What bracha? How are we going to make the brachas? Calling yonei oilam nisayon is heim la'adam. Avraham didn't need supper. Avraham in the Chayra didn't have Mayrav, Dav Shachris. He was calling Yoni Oilam, Nisyonis Ein Adam. Avraham Avinu had those Nisyonis. But there were 10 Nisyonis Miuchadois, which I call the Shmokhu put him into, which had nothing to do with the Yoni Ha'olam. There were Nisyonis to see, will he go Al Pizeichu? Where do we see that Noach was not oimed ba'atzmo? Efshe ve'ulai. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Noach, "Vayoyim Hashem le Noach boy ata v'chol beischa la teiva, ki oischa reisi tzadik lefale b'ador hazeh." When did he tell him this? 7 days before the Mabul came. Kiliyabim oid shiva alochim bamti ala oretz. The beginning of the day when Mesur Shelach was niftar, and the Rebbe Shem pushed off the Mabul for 7 days. And he tells him, go into the table. Ula maisa. Afterwards it says, Vayov oidoyach ubala v'ishtu n'sheibolav ito ala table b'pnei mei ha-Mabul. So Rashi, after Noach miktani amono hoyo, ma'amin ve'ina ma'amin sheyove amabu, v'lenichlas l'teiva shetochku hamayim. Now, Rabbi Yisai, it's not poshut, this whole sugya. Vayas Noach kechol ha-sheitzivo Hashem. It's not bad. The poshut meyit. Vayas Noach kechol ha-sheitzivo Hashem. So Rashi said, v'yoso l'teiva. So what's the title? We play Be'ababu. That's Kechol HaShetzivo Hashem. There's another time by Yas Noach. By Yas Noach, Kechol HaShetzivo Oysa Elokim Kein Oso. So Trashi said, Bidin Ateva. By Bidin Ateva, Shteit Aloshin Elokim, Midas Adin. By Biyosa El Ateva, Shteit Hashem, Midas Arachamim. In Midas Adin, it wasn't exactly like Hashem said. The Biyosei El Ateva wasn't on the day that Hashem said. It was Kechol HaShetzivo Hashem. By Binyan Ateva, steht noch Kein Osa. We find Kama V'Kama Mekomis where the Torah chazes over and says, Lehagid Shvocha. Here, I didn't see a chazal which says Lehagid Shvocha. But Lechoyer, why Kain also say? Shteit, by Yasna, Kechol HaShetzivo, he said, Kain also, Lehagid Shvocha. He did exactly the Binyan Ateva he did. Oh, but what's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisai? 120 years he built the Teva, and they made Leitzonis of him. The Zohar Kodesh says they called him Saba Shatya, a silly old man. It's never going to be a flower. What are you building this big box for? And his head, it's going to be a marble, it's going to be a marble, it's going to be a marble. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to be a marble, Mami, Vloy, are you Mami? How's that shaykh? The rest of the Shnei Tshuvas, one Tshuva is also true. The person can say, you know, things are going to happen. I'm Mami in Bias HaMashiach, I'm Mami in Bias HaMashiach. Oh, but when the Mashiach will come and there'll be a Nisayan today, right now, go do something, that's not so poshut. Tomorrow the Mashiach is going to come. Next year the Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be a Babel in 120 years' time, in 10 years' time, in a few days' time, in a few months' time. Now go and put yourself in the Teva is a Shverer Nisayan. Oh, but Ken Zayin something else here. Rashi tells us that in the beginning it was Geshem al Ha'oretz. The Mabul was Geshem al Ha'oretz. The Rebbe Shem was murdered, the Geshem, derech Rachamim, to be machzir them b'tshuva. How much did they have to be chozer b'tshuva to stop the Mabul? By Bilam state, when the Malach came to him and he said, Chotasi, finish, that's tris b'flei aporonius. His Chotasi wasn't sincere, wasn't honest, it was a halbe vidui, and then ima sisi, arab, what type of tshuva was that? Oh, it's enough to say Chotasi. If they would have said Chotanu, when the rain came, there wouldn't have been a mabul. And Ken Zayin, Noach locks himself in the Teva, that's what he was supposed to do, on a beautiful day. And he's going to be 7 days' time, it's going to be a marble, you idiot, you nourish and silly. He locks himself in the Teva. Miyadea, the rain will come. Maybe they would have actually listened to all his drushes for 120 years. And they'll say, Chatanu. And then there'll be a nice sprinkling of rain. and that's it, and no mabul. And then he has to open the door and come out and face everybody. We told you so. You spent 120 years building this big box with all these animals and the very nice zoo that you got together. Abba mabul shmabul. All we did was chatasi again. We told you so. Boy ato el ateva requires a tremendous hakara. Achvarak rotzen Hashem. Nothing else. Ken zayin, that madrega of yashrus, that's where you see that he didn't have the madrega of yashrus. So he didn't start Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu has a ganza machlokus with Nimrod. And he's menatzeach Nimrod, bekol, mafrich Nimrod, bekol. In Kederich, so many people, when they argue in Ashgofes, Nimrod says, get right in the Kivshaneish. No, that's the way to be menatzeach. When you can't answer him, and you've got no answer, and you're destroyed completely, so then you try and kill him, get rid of him, say all sorts of narishkeit, don't carry on the argument. Avraham Avinu is the only person who knows the emes at that matzav. Kivshan Aish, as far as Avraham Avinu knew, was definitely going to be burnt to cinders. Gendit. The whole Kiyum Ha'olam is for Torah, it's for Emunah, Ladas is Hashem. It's all over. It's taken over 2,000 years till we've got an Avraham Avinu. How long is it going to take till there'll be another Avraham Avinu? So, Machadrei, Ahin, Aher. Well, Rav Nimrod, maybe you're right, maybe Ahin, maybe Aher, Kivshah, Aish. We don't have to get so extreme. Let's make a pshara, let's work it out, let's think, okay, a missile here. Then you run away. Go to another place, go to Choron, and start your Kira program there. It didn't work in this city, go to another city. Now, Avraham Avinu goes, that's the matzav, again, Kivshon Aish. That's Hoylech, Umishazek, Me'atzmoy, No Cheshboinus. So Elohim also is Adam, Yashar! Veheim Abikshu Cheshboinus Rabim. Ken Zayin, Noyach with his Cheshboinus. I don't know if it's Emes what I said. That's the reason why he couldn't go in, only me play Me'a Mabel. Oba Avraham Avinu and no Cheshboinus. Avraham Avinu is the Yashar, the Miyased of Klal Yisrael. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu? Lech lecho el ha'oretz asher ar'eko. You get Eretz Yisrael. You are the Yashar who zoiche to this heilige mokim, you and your kinderlach. The yesod of what a Yisrael is, Yeshurun, is Yesharin, Yashrus, Avoidas Haseichel. And not to go after the Cheshboinus Rabbim that all sorts of people make, and a hin and a hair. But a person should understand Torah, what Torah's Mechayev me, and what Torah's Mechayev, what type of life, and not to budge from that Kav HaYoshar. Torah. Avoidus Hashem, Alpi Torosoi. Whatever that's Mechayev, and even if it's Mechayev Akiv Shalaish, that's who we are. We come from the Ovis HaKadoshim. We are B'nai Avram, not B'nai Noach. And we daven every day, three times a day. Tochoyne la'adom da'as, umlamed le'enosh bina. All humanity has da'as and bina. Give us from you something very special. Deo, Bina, the Haskel.
Me'itcha deyo bina v'haskel. Arei, if we say the Ribbono Shelom is chonin adam darasum lamilenu shbina, so what do you have to ask for? He gives a free gift. Chonin is matnas chinuch. He gives das. He's lamilenu shbina. So what are we asking for? Hello, Mai, we're asking for something very special. You give all humanity a certain level of seichel. Das ubina. Abba Ribbono Shel Olam, we want something special from you. Chaneinu me'itcha. From you. Deo bina v'haskel. What's haskel? The Malbim says in Yeshua, the pasuk says, "Haskel v'atzleach." The Malbim defines what's haskel: to live the ma'isa al pi seich. Yeah, you give daya and bina, but we want from you the koyach to live. Haskel, to make the seichel befayal, it's hifil, it's Russian hifil, to make it real, the haskel. To live al pi the seichel. Deo, bino, we should have deo mi'itcha, we should know you. We should be mevi dava mitoch dava, what that's mechayev, what the ideas are mechayev. And then we should have the koyach to live al pi ze. Baruch atah Hashem chonein ha-do'as. Not das. That you give to everyone. Aba ha-do'as. You only give to Klal Yisrael. Choneinu me'itcha deo bino ve'haskel. I should live le'maisa al pi Torah, al pi the das, al pi the bino. I should think through what Torah is mechayev. I should live my life kol rega v'rega. I'll be that Torah, the Torah is mechayev. Baruch ato Hashem, choinein ha-do'as.